This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Blanca Rosalinda Virial Hinojosa. Date of birth, January 15, 1961. Case ID number is 7366840. Date of exam, January 9, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 6/7/2023 and 3/2/2023. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old widow female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epilepsy, comma, and osteoarthritis of the left knee. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2004, where she worked as a migrant worker for 4 years, but only seasonal. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with housing with her daughter and states that she has been on disability for approximately 9 months. Allegation number one, epilepsy. Number two, osteoarthritis of the left knee. History of allegations. Number one, epilepsy. The claimant presented with the daughter, and she gave most of the history. She states that in 1970, the claimant started to have refractory epilepsy, which were complex partial seizures. She denies that the claimant has had trauma, comma, tumors, comma, cerebrovascular accidents, comma, drug withdrawal, comma, or any infectious diseases. She states that she usually has them at least twice a year, but continues to have small ones every so often. The last time she was in an emergency was in 2023. She has not been hospitalized for many years for the seizure disorder. The postictal symptoms include drowsiness, comma, ataxia, comma, the biting of the tongue, comma, severe memory and cognitive problems, comma, imbalance, comma, and drowsiness. The claimant does also occasionally pass out when she has a seizure. The claimant does have severe memory and cognitive dysfunction, secondary to uncontrolled seizures in the past. She denies any trauma to the head or infectious diseases or strokes at this time. She is presently on Keppra, 750 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, Lamotrigine, 200 milligrams BID, Vimpat, 200 milligrams BID, and Clobazam, 5 milligrams QD. The daughter states that the seizures are better and better controlled at this time, but definitely not resolved. She continues to have seizures. She did have a seizure when she presented to my office, where she went blank and started to have tremor of her left hand and was unresponsive to any vocal noises, which lasted approximately 5 minutes. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis of the left knee. The claimant states that in 2023, she started to develop severe left knee osteoarthritis. She has received approximately 16 sessions of physical therapy and 3 intra-joint steroid injections. She was diagnosed with degenerative osteoarthritis of the knee joint. X-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. She denies the family denies any fractures or surgeries performed for the condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 300 feet, stand for 5 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, occasionally button her clothes, and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, and has problems with decreased balance. Her physician is Dr. Leonel Estofan. She has no assistive devices, and she's presently on meloxicam 15 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. Her physical activities includes minimal walking. She does have a provider to help her with all the chores. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, Keppra 750 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Lamotrigine, 200 milligrams BID. Vimpat, 200 milligrams BID. Clobazepam, 5 milligrams QD. Escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD. Medical problems, complex partial seizures / epilepsy, left knee pain secondary to degenerative joint disease, and osteoarthritis, obesity, occasional tonic-clonic seizures, history of left hand third degree burns, decreased cognitive, memory, and speech. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 184 pounds, height 4 feet 11 inches, BP 133 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 94%, BMI 36.5. General, this is a sixty-two-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She does not appear to be a reliable historian who presented with memory loss and decreased cognitive function to my office for a disability examination. The daughter had to give most of the history. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the last sentence? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to abdomen? The abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant is morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant does have some crepitus motion in the left knee, and her left knee appears to be somewhat enlarged compared to the right knee. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant does have signs of a fourth degree burn that occurred many years ago on her left hand, especially her fourth finger, where she has signs of a scarring from the burn. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was not alert and was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent and her mood was somewhat flat for the time. She did not have clear thought process and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor and she was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appeared to be somewhat decreased. However, the claimant did not follow commands very well. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was poor and finger-to-nose was abnormal. She was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the lumbar sign was positive. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms of the right upper and lower extremities, and at one time even the left upper extremity. Mild joint swelling, effusion and deformity is noted of the left knee area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex at the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper extremities and to a lesser extent in the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, the claimant was unable to get up onto the examination table to do a supine straight leg raise. Sensory examination appeared to be mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is able to flex a little at about 110 degrees bilaterally. She is unable to squat and get up on her own. A difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up on top of the examination table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She has no assisted devices but does need one at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant does appear to have a contracture of the right hand on the fourth finger. She has difficulty in pinching. And also opposing fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear to be mildly decreased. However, the claimant had difficulty in following commands. Reflexes were symmetrical in biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant hears well but does not speak well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the left knee, where the claimant appears to have degenerative joint disease. She is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to decreased memory / cognitive function and communicative ability secondary to damage from multiple seizures in the past. Probable diagnoses: number 1, epilepsy, - confirm with physical examination. The claimant did have a seizure while she was in my office, which was a mild seizure. Allegation number 2, osteoarthritis of the left knee. Confirm with physical examination and x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Blanca Rosalinda Varela.